Hello.
Hello, my name is Brittany. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you today?
Okay, I took a survey for FedEx and I got a drone order and the price was $8. I'm getting the order number right now. And the price was $8.25. It was taken out the 20th of the checking account. And I went in there today, and it has pending for the same thing, $67.32. That $67.32 should not be charged against my debit card.
Can I have your zip code?
2601.
Can I have first and last name?
It's the college under Gould Christian Church, but my name is Marsha Props.
Okay, and for security purposes, can you verify your address for me?
1355 Murphy Station Road, Buchanan, West Virginia, 2601.
Okay, thank you for the information. I'm just waiting for it to load.
Okay, did you need the order ID number?
No, ma'am.
Okay. You sound like you're tired. Are you tired?
No, ma'am.
Oh, okay. It's just Christmas Eve and you're having to work. I can understand that.
Yes.
Do you work out of your home or do you work out of an office?
In the office.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I see where you ordered the drone for $8.25 on the 19th.
Yes.
And I see where they put the warranty on there on the 19th, $9.97. And you paid the $67.32 was yesterday.
Right.
This is a trial when you signed up. It said you'll be billed 48 hours later for signing up, which is the membership fee.
I didn't want to sign up for anything. And I didn't mean to hit that, so I don't want to sign up for anything.
I can cancel.
I didn't really want the warranty. So how did all that, because I know I didn't mark that.
I can go ahead and cancel for you so you won't get charged any further.
I appreciate that. And that $67.32, will that be taken back off?
I can only do 35% of your money back as a courtesy.
But the drone will still be sent to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so how much are you going to be taking off of that? The $67.32 is not what's going to be coming out of that checking account, right?
No, ma'am. $23.56.
$23.66. Okay.
Okay, I got that refund. It's going to take 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. And then that's when I'll see the $23.66, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So how did I won't make this mistake again. How did that happen?
It say basically like you have to cancel the day you place that order or the day after. You can call in and cancel so you won't get those membership fees or charges, additional charges.
Okay. Because the first time that I did this, I ordered something, and there wasn't any fees like that charged to my account because I put on there, it had a check mark that if you wanted to be a member, and I hit the check no, and I it went on through, and it just charged me the nine something or the other. I can't remember what it was, but and that was all was done. So that's why I was wondering if I had missed something on the order that I didn't. Could you? Is there any way that you could email me that to let me know that's going to be happen that way? On
yes,
this
ma'am.
Order?
Yes, ma'am.
I haven't received the order yet. Can you give me an update too on that order?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, I just sent in and everything is refund. It's going to take 3 to 5 business days and you canceled out.
Okay, and that's 2366. And how about an update on the order tracking?
It's so on December 22nd is in PA York at 6:26 AM.
What?
December 22nd at 6:26 AM is in York, PA.
Oh, it's in my. Okay, so but it won't be delivered to my house until after Christmas, evidently, because the 22nd's already passed.
Yes, ma'am.
So it's in route and it should be here sometime, probably next week.
Yes, ma'am. Probably after Christmas. Yes, ma'am.
Right. Well, yeah. Today's Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Well, honey, I hope you do get out of there in time and enjoy your Christmas.
Yes, ma'am.
I hate that you're having to work.
Yes, ma'am.
But we all have to do that sometimes or the other, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have a Merry Christmas anyways, and I will be looking for this. And what was your name again?
Brittany.
Brittany?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Brittany. Like I say, you have a very nice Christmas.
You too.
Bye-bye.